two teams that have 16 and 15 penalties. You know, way too many. You know, way too many on special teams. So we got a lot to address on that. You know, we've been good up to that point.
And why do you think you guys were out of sync on that?
I think after the fumble, we were pressing a little bit. Those guys knew that they weren't going to be in there forever. And sometimes that happens in a preseason game where guys are trying to make plays. And really what we have to do is just do our job. Just make sure that we're running the right routes, doing the right things up front, putting the ball in the right spot. I think we pressed a little bit.
Did you keep that first team out there against their backups?
No. Actually, we came out earlier than we wanted to play the whole first half. And it just felt like after we scored the touchdown, it was the right time. Just kind of finish that group on a good note and kind of regroup.
Is there any concern? Like, is it, you know, this is the preseason, quote unquote, dress rehearsal, the last kind of tune up for the regular season. The fact you guys were a little out of sync, is there any concern from you, or is it just like you said?
If we had been practicing like that, then that'd be different. But that was the first time I kind of saw that. Which these are the type of things you kind of have to go through. Because, I mean, we're all trying to learn each other. And it's a race to try to get in sync as coaches and players and kind of when good things happen, bad things happen, how's everybody going to handle everything? So, in a way, it's a good thing for us because that's something that we hadn't seen yet and we needed to see, and now we kind of have an idea of how to handle it.
Coach, how would you assess Sam as a great play tonight?
Early, I thought, you know, he had a couple good decisions, and then there was a couple decisions that we got to clean up. You know, the throw on the touchdown was really good. I mean, I don't. Sometimes he makes some of these throws, and not really sure how he completes them. But I thought there was a lot of good out of tonight.
He took that one kind of heavy hit, I think, on his second to last drive. Was there any thought in your head of, you know, that's it, get him out?
It was coming close.
Coach, even though it's a dress rehearsal, you're still not showing much out there on the field. Does that even tie itself to personnel groupings that you're not putting out there that you don't put on film?
Yeah, I mean, one of the guys that hadn't played in the preseason is pretty good, so it's kind of going to change a few things.
You took Campbell out after the first drive. Was your plan initially?
We're moving guys around. You know, that was a big thing, and, you know, Denard, the big... He wanted to make sure he just had a lot of snaps on as many guys as possible. And he wanted to just try to make sure, you know, all those guys played and we could kind of evaluate those guys and just kind of keep that thing rolling on that, you know, in the secondary.
Matt, you just alluded to Le'Veon not playing the preseason. Khalil didn't play in the preseason. Kelechi and Winters didn't get a lot of work. Are you comfortable with the amount of work, you know, you're starting offense, Scott?
Yeah, because of the way that those guys operate in meetings and then what they do on the practice field and the way they're practicing, it's intense, and they're going game speed. You know, I know it's different because when you go against another team, a different defense, it you can't simulate that in practice. Like when we go against our defense and they're doing what they do, you know, we have a feel for that. But when we're having a scout team do it, it's not the same.
And what changed between the end of practice Thursday when you wanted to play Khalil for about a quarter?
Yeah, we just kept having those conversations. I mean, that's what happens is we have meetings, you know, between the coaches and then Joe and then Ryan, and we just kept talking, and it looked like that was the direction we were going early in the week. I know I said that. And then we just kind of made the decision that we thought it was smart not to play him tonight.
Could this be something where you maybe go with Jonathan early in the season, or will Khalil be ready by week one?
We got a long ways to go. What do we have, like 15 days before the opener or something? So we have a lot of practice time. So we're just going to keep working that, and you know, on game day, we'll have that figured out for sure.
A couple more. Where do you think Sam has made the biggest jump with you from preseason one to this?
Probably his ability to really control the line of scrimmage, know what adjustments to make when he needs to make them. You know, it doesn't always have to be in the play call. You know, he has a lot of freedom at the line of scrimmage, and he's starting to get to the point where he's really comfortable with doing those type of things and getting in and out of certain plays. So I think every day that we get to do something and he has one or two of those a day, that's beneficial to him.
I don't know if you heard the news that Andrew Luck retired. Just your thoughts on that?
I haven't been following too much of what's going on with him right now. I mean, it's I don't know. It's hard. It's hard for me to comment on. I just know he's been around him one time at the Pro Bowl in 2012 when he was. I think it was his first or second year. Probably his first year. Second year.
First.
Yeah, so it was his first year. I mean, he was a great kid. Everything I've ever heard about him from Clyde Christensen, hard worker, great teammate, guy that just did everything right. So, you know, I know that's probably a blow to those guys.
So how do you think the young quarterbacks?
Yeah, I just think it's one of those things, man. It's you play, you know, Sean's team, they're going to throw it. You're going to get plenty of film out there. So we saw some things we hadn't seen before, and, you know, those guys will get better from it.
Last coach, what's your assessment of Bertolette, and do you plan to only carry one kicker into the season?
Well, I think he looked good tonight and did a good job of making the ones that he had an opportunity on, and we were hoping to be able to do that. You know, there was a couple of those fourth down ones that early in the preseason we were trying to go for. But we wanted to give him opportunities. And I think you can see his legs live. You know, it's just all about controlling it.
No insurance policy in case he gets
injured. Yeah, I mean, we're going day to day right now.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.